A local farming family is reacting after a Wednesday announcement by the Kwantlen, Katsi, and Semiamo First Nations, who called for approximately 300 acres of traditional, unceded territory in Campbell Heights to be returned to them. The Heppel farming family, known for battling food insecurity by regularly hosting ugly produce events dubbed Ugly Potato Days, has been farming nearly 220 acres of the land in the area in question, at 192nd Street and 36th Avenue, for more than 50 years, leasing it from the federal government. Community interest in preserving the land for agricultural use rather than industrial was spurred by a July 2022 resolution from City of Surrey Council expressing support for redesignating the properties as agricultural, as part of the city's OCP, official community plan, review process. I think it's really great that they're going after economic reconciliation, but I believe that there's a better way than paving over the best farmland in all of BC that can't be replaced, said Tyler Heppel. Yes, KKS said that they don't have any concrete plans, but I can guarantee you that concrete is in their plans. The Agricultural Land Commission, ALC, decided to consider the inclusion of the properties into the Agricultural Land Reserve, ALR, and held a well-attended public hearing in Langley in January 2023. A total of 395 submissions were received or heard, included 351 written submissions and 44 speakers at the hearing itself, according to the ALC decision, posted online June 21. Of the 395 submissions received, the vast majority, 386, were generally in support of the proposal, while 5 submissions were opposed, including the KKS and Government of Canada, the decision noted. But the ALC was not aware the lands were subject to ongoing negotiations between the federal government and KKS, it said, and the commission now understands the subject properties are the last large piece of federal crown land available in KKS territory, and the nations have been in discussions with the federal government about the properties on and off over the last 30 years. The decision pointed out the lands in question are suitable for farm use, as well as being resistant to flooding, seasonal inundation, which enables early and late season crop production, producing a suggested 30 to 50 million servings of vegetables annually, including potatoes, carrots, parsnips, cabbage, and winter squash. Where this field is really important is that it produces the first potatoes, cabbage, and carrots for all of Western Canada every year, at a time when we're mostly importing produce from California, Heppel said. This field actually cuts down about 300 semi-truckloads a year from California imported produce. If the government is really concerned about carbon footprint and climate change, then we should really be investing more into local produce and not outsourcing it. Ultimately, the ALC decided that, in the context of the current ongoing negotiations, it would be inappropriate to include the lands in the ALR at this time. The decision did not, however, cede jurisdiction in the matter. The federal government and KKS both claim the ALC has no jurisdiction over the lands. It's not that simple, said ALC CEO Kim Grout Thursday. That isn't necessarily the whole story. Having found the lands suitable for farm use and having initiated the ALR proposal, the decision holds, the commission retains discretion in all the circumstances. This discretion is made clear by the use of the word, may, found in both S. 15.1, the commission may designate land, including crown land, as agricultural land, and S. 17.1, and 1.a, the commission may approve the inclusion in the agricultural land reserve of any land. In light of the ALC's exercise of its discretion, the decision continued, it is not necessary to address the Government of Canada's argument regarding the Commission's jurisdiction. An emailed statement from Innovation, Science and Economic Development Canada, ISED, said it is in the process of divesting the property through Public Services and Procurement Canada in accordance with Treasury Board guidelines, a process that includes engagement with federal, provincial, municipal and First Nations governments to solicit proposals for potential uses of the land. ISED continues to engage in dialogue with stakeholders throughout the disposition process. This includes ongoing engagement with indigenous peoples to explore opportunities for reconciliation, and to assess whether potential or established Aboriginal or treaty rights could be adversely impacted by the disposition of the land, the email said. Happel emphasized the farming value of the land. Don't be fooled, this land is a little piece of California here in BC. It is the best farmland in all of Western Canada, and it can never be replaced, so once we lose this, it is gone forever. We know the value of this land if it was to go to industrial. KKS are after economic reconciliation, they are not after anything other than that, Happel said. I'm not against truth and reconciliation, I'm all for it. I just think that there are better ways than putting food security in jeopardy. Happel said he and his family want to encourage the federal government to work with the First Nations, in an outside-the-box mindset where they can be rewarded with their reconciliation, but where food security is still honored, so we will be meeting with the federal government as well. Surrey South MLA Eleanor Sturco added her voice to the announcement on Friday, June 28, saying the province should be looking to fight for the parcel of land to remain as agricultural. We cannot afford to give up valuable farmland like this when food security is a real and growing issue. This particular piece of property is a big part of ensuring food security for the Lower Mainland, Sturco stated, noting that economic reconciliation is important to her, but food security should also be considered in this case. At the Wednesday, June 26 announcement, Semiahmoo First Nation Chief Harley Chappelle said he was not going to engage in a conversation on food security. This is not a conversation on food security and farming. This is a conversation between these Crown lands and three First Nations, Chappelle added. The exact plans for the shared First Nations land have not been disclosed at this time, Chappelle stating that planning for the land will not commence until negotiations with the federal government complete. Peace Arch News has reached out to Chappelle for additional comment. With files from Sobia Momin.